an expansion to the Don't Say Gay bill, rejected changes to the ban on gender-affirming care for minors, and legislation inviting a lawsuit. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports on the week at the State House.
The version of the Don't Say Gay bill that passed the House required parental notification if a child in school requests to change their name or pronouns to be inconsistent with their sex assigned at birth. A Senate committee took that qualifier out. Now, a school has to notify parents of any requested name or pronoun change, even a nickname, regardless of gender expression. House Republicans voted down proposed changes to the bill banning gender-affirming care for people under 18. That included efforts from Democrats to prevent minors currently receiving such care to be forced to detransition. And the Indiana Attorney General's office said a proposed ban on allowing people in state prisons to get gender-affirming surgery will likely lead to a lawsuit. Despite the acknowledged potential that the ban violates the Eighth Amendment's prohibition on cruel and unusual punishment, Attorney General Todd Rokita supports the bill. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.